there's that music playing again. You know what I'm talking about. Wilkins Soil and Water, Ryan, with me this morning at 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. Got some sunshine going on right now in 63 degrees. And I've got Kim in this morning, and I've got Beatrice in this morning. Beatrice, good morning, and welcome to the show. Your first time here.
Good morning. We wanted to introduce, we have some new and familiar faces over here at the Soil and Water Conservation Office.
Okay.
One you might recognize is Brenda Konzemius. She should be a familiar face. She's worked at the Wilkin County for 31 years now and is our office administrator.
Making a change.
And then another local new hire is Taylor Bommerspach. She's been keeping pretty busy here as our new district technician.
All right, fantastic. And you're coming in brand new too, right?
Yeah, so like I said, I'm pretty new here. I'm Beatrice Newman. I'm the new resource specialist here. And I was born and raised up in Kitson County, Minnesota.
Okay. So is that, okay, catch me up here. My geography's bad. Is that a long ways away?
It is 3 hours north,
okay.
Time-wise.
All right.
Right up by the Canadian border.
So is this, how did you get into this field? I'm going to start digging now.
So I was in the Navy for 4 years. I was an electrician, and I spent a lot of time in the middle of the ocean.
Okay.
And so then I didn't see any trees, any wildlife for a really long time. And so then when I got out, I just want to see trees and wildlife, and then I end up moving close to Breckenridge, where there's not a lot of trees.
A lot of trees and wildlife. Yes, definitely. Definitely had a yearning for that. Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning, and welcome to the show. Looking forward to many great talks with you. Kim Melton, step up to the microphone here.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, you. Good to see you again.
Yeah, you too, like always.
Well, a lot of things going on, man. Talk about progress and forward movement over there at Soil and Water. What's happening, Kim Melton? Catch us up.
We had to wait for the rain to stop to get our forward progress going on, Bill, because, I mean, that really, I think it put everyone kind of in a slump for a while. It just, that rainy day feeling just never went away for like 3 weeks.
So. You believe that looking at last summer and, you know, or last spring as opposed to this spring?
That's right. And, you know, you can't help but compare because we have been 2 years of just dry, droughty, and then going into a tough fall. And right now it's, you know, a bunch got in and almost got the whole crop in. And then all of a sudden rain kicks on and, yeah, see you guys later.
And doesn't want to seem to shut off for crying out loud.
It doesn't. And it's like there's always a chance. Like you look at the forecast and it's just going to come back around.
But again, I love your optimism. You say, you know, even with the rain, folks, everything's fine.
We're getting through it. It's going to be all right. And, you know, we're going to catch up just like usual. I mean, we got a great crew at the Soil and Water. And so they'll get the rest of the trees in and they'll get that grass planted. And we'll get on to mowing, too, as soon as we can. So it'll all get taken care of.
Do you want to talk money?
Should we talk money?
We can talk money.
We usually do talk money, don't we?
We do, and you're kind of coming into some more. I shouldn't say you, but I mean from the state. What's going on?
How fortunate we are to be in conservation right now, because it seems like 10 years ago we were trying to find money, and now it's like coming out of our ears, and we just got to like go for the grabbing kind of thing. And so what is really cool is Minnesota, the legislative system, gave $25 million to our state association, Bowser, for any kind of soil health-related projects and practices. And so the state of Minnesota, lo and behold, took that, and they doubled that with a federal grant. So right now we're sitting at $50 million that are kind of at our choosing that Soil and Waters are going to apply for and use that funding. And so we have a really unique opportunity right now for landowners to come into the office and sit down and kind of like plan out, you know, hey, I'd like a shelter belt, or you know what, I need a sed basin. I got this blowout in the middle of my field. Or hey, Kim, we've got this blowout or this gully forming on the side of our field off this river or off this ditch, whether it's personal, whether it's private, it could be private, it could be public. We have funding to help you out. And so right now, I suggest people come on in. Like if you got an issue that you're looking at, maybe this rain created a washout in your field and you don't want to farm around that, let's fix it. Or let's see what we can do to get you funding, because now we have 75% cost share.
Right.
Like what a good time to fix a problem is when the government's got money for you to help fix that.
That's a nice cushion.
It sure is.
You know, and evidently they look on what you people do favorably and go, you know what? Let's kick in a little more to this.
It's taken off. I think we've actually installed just over 100 grade stape structures, and we did 15 sediment basins last year, and we got another 10 going in this year. And so it's really cool. Like these guys see these issues they're having, and they're coming to us for that resource concern. So It's cool to have the funding. And, you know, depending on where you are in the county, we've got 3-4 different pots of money for these grade stabilization structures. Mm-hmm. And so you're not singled out. So no matter where you are in the county, between watershed funding and these incentives that are coming in, we've got money available for you. So we just, if you got a problem or you got an issue you're dealing with and maybe want to see if we can't help, please come on in and let's sit down and look at what you got going on.
Kim, let's double back on the rain, too. You've had some delays as far as things going on. Tell us about this.
Yeah, you know, and I just want to, like, let people know that, you know, trees are still going in. And, you know, we've got some extras probably in our cooler that will eventually be for sale. I know the Richland side usually has a good chunk of trees. They have a big tree sale at their end of their season. But, you know, it's going to be okay. Trees can sit in water for mm-hmm. a couple weeks and be wet and still be fine. So don't write them off as a loss. I mean, I planted like 10 in this one part of my yard, and they've been underwater. So, but I went out and looked at them the other day, and they are blooming. So, like, they're not dead.
They're
like,
hardy.
They are.
Yeah.
And so they'll be just fine. They'll come back out of it. And if not, you know where to go for replacements, and we can always hook you up there, too.
Without a doubt. Now, drum roll, please. This is coming up next month. One of my favorite things to summer is the field day that you've got coming up. And I get to be out there talking with everybody, which I love, and talk about great information. Tell us about this.
Oh, man, I'm so excited, Bill, because I just got we added a farmer panel this year. So we typically have a speaker that comes in. After those sessions go around, we learn about the economics, and we learn about the soil moisture in those 6 plots, and we see what the field is teaching us. And then after those 20-minute sessions, we usually have a speaker. Well, this year we're going to do a farmer panel because we have a lot of people that come in and say, you know, hey, what is rye, these rye strips in sugar beets, and how is this going on? How are these guys getting it down? How are they doing their fertilizer? Well, we have got 4 guys that are doing these rye strips and sugar beets, and they are coming in to join us in a panel. And so these guys are going to be there for you to pick on. Like, come on in and sit down.
And come armed with a lot of questions. Yeah.
Yeah, because these guys are going to share their story on how they make it work, and then the floor is open. So ask away, guys. Like, come and bring your questions, and let's learn. And we've got some awesome strip-till demos coming in, too, bringing some guys in with strip-till machines. And so we're going to farp those tractors again after lunch, and then we'll move on to some other really cool demos. And so, yes, Bill, can't wait to have you back.
Oh,
hopefully
man.
The sun is shining.
Yeah,
we've
yeah.
We've been pretty lucky.
I know. We've been very, very lucky. Yeah. And I look forward to that each and every summer. And you're going to be back. We got a makeup session to do here.
Yes, we do.
So you're going to be back, what, in a couple weeks?
A couple weeks, yeah.
We're going to talk
Squeeze
more.
End of June.
We're going to talk
Perfect.
More about the field day coming up. All right?
Sounds great, Bill.
Kim and Beatrice, thank you both for stopping in this morning talking Wilkin Soil and Water. We do this once, and actually this month, twice a month, here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
What's going on, mama? Something just dawned on me. I ain't been home in some months. Been chasing songs and women, making some bad decisions. God knows I'm drinking too much. Yeah, I know you've been worrying about me. You've been losing sleep since 93.